Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. Well, I mean, given that our bylaws give several instances when we can postpone or cancel, I think they don't always mandate that we have one. But anyways, we're not going to get all this money that was just identified. This money that was just identified, I think it's kind of lowballing what we, you know, actually owe on stuff, except maybe the money for the audits, that would be as much as it would cost to do the audits through 2019, maybe. But, so we're not likely to get this bequest money that is going to cover all these things that we need to cover. I don't know if we have to replenish the restricted money. I mean, we have to find out if the restricted money was spent appropriately, and if it hasn't, is that money that we have to replenish in order to get CPB certification, to get our CPB money? I don't know. But it might be. We should look into that. And then any extra money that we get, we should put towards revamping our operations. I mean, all these things that we've been talking about, all these great ideas that we're talking about doing that are going to improve our revenue stream, they take money to do. And just any little bit that we get, we got to throw towards some of these ideas. We got to start throwing some money towards these ideas. And any money that we take away, I mean, we really are in exigent circumstances, which is one of the conditions for canceling an election. And any money that we get, we need to throw at revamping us so that we will be more efficient, that we will increase our market share, so that we will survive. And, I mean, it's not just, well, I won't talk about the elections anymore, sorry, but it's not just the money, but we need to spend our energy working on surviving, not having elections, our time and money.
Okay, who was next?
I don't know. I was on it. I think Jan, I think Joseph, I think Tony, and I'm not saying that's the order. I can go last.
Point of order.
We're basically out of time on this agenda item, actually.
So why don't we take a vote or do something and move on to the next agenda item?
I think we're voting on whether the financial amendment to Jan's substitute motion. And as I read the substitute motion to help you, if this is useful, I'll read what I've got here from Nancy and Janet. Is that helpful?
Yes, sure.
Janet.
Okay,
Janet.
So the strategic...
Wait a minute.
He said yes. The strategic planning...
Point of order.
Motion.
Chair. Point of order.
What is your point of order, Janet?
There was some reference to substitute motion. There was no substitute motion.
Nancy put in a motion.
It's an amendment. It's an amendment.
It was an amendment.
Yes.
So Carol, you meant to say the amendment of my amendment is what you're
going okay,
to say.
Well, here's what I think were, there's two things then. I don't know if it's addition. Okay. Janet said, I move that this committee change its course immediately to pull a plug on spending that we don't have and focus on raising the money we need to pay the liabilities for this year and paying them. Nancy wrote, the Strategic Planning Committee recommends to the PNB that they consider taking on any new debt when they consider taking on any new debt that will be that it be restricted to those things that will give a financial return on investment, so any money received be put forward toward our current debts or to those things that will give a return on investment. And
a positive return on investment.
A positive financial return. Okay, a positive return on investment. And Janet added positive return on financial investment.
What I meant was to put positive after Janet's financial, which I think means it reads a positive financial return on investment.
Okay. And I think that is a substitute for the original motion. But if you think it's an additional paragraph, I would say that they are different.
I meant a change to the actual resolution. To replace the resolution with, I didn't want to change anything else.
So it was a substitute.
So it was a substitute. And that's what I thought, that's how it looked. I would like to speak in favor of the Janet's amendment to the substitute motion and in favor of the substitute motion because it is more open to an understanding that we have to spend money to get money. The original motion that we don't spend any money except focus on raising the money to the current liabilities is too restrictive. And, one of the things that happened to BAI and one of the reasons why I think BAI is having trouble is that the whole entire staff or, a good high percentage of the staff was fired because in order to balance the books. And it makes it worse. It makes it harder. And you can do that. You can then just focus on going after money rather than doing the things that you need to grow and develop. And so Nancy's substitute motion with Janet's amendment, it's fine. And also, by the way, I sent a draft something based on Tony's remarks about, let's get something out there that indicates the things that we've done for people to look at. That's all I have.
This
all right. I don't think we have any more time on this item unless somebody wants to make a motion to extend time. Then we won't have time for anything else, much of anything else.
Well, this is a clarification, Janet. Can I? Or a question?
What is your point of information?
Well, it has to do with whether Nancy's was an amendment or a substitute, because my main motion had to do with this committee, what this committee would focus on, and Nancy's amendment was adding to that, I thought, what this committee would recommend to the PNB.
Actually,
that was not my understanding. My understanding was that she was proposing it. A substitute to your motion, but maybe Nancy can clarify.
Mine was a substitution because I said amendment change resolution to say so. I guess that's a substitution. I mean that is what a substitution is. So that's what it is. The substitution.
Joseph Stack.
Nancy, can you just read your substitute motions just so everybody knows what we're talking about?
Yeah. Okay. This is with the amendments to it that Janet and I made that Carol just read. The Strategic Planning Committee recommends to the PNB that when they consider taking on any new debt, that it be restricted to those new things that will give a positive financial return on investment, so that any money received be put towards our current debts or to those that will give a positive financial return on investment.
Point of information.
What is your point of information?
I think I should have put those things after those. I'm missing a word. So it should be those things that will give a...
Okay, Mr. Chair, the way I read what Nancy proposed was it would leave the main body of the explanation part of Janet's motion alone, and basically where she has, therefore I move that block of text would be changed by Nancy's. Is that clear?
Yes, that was what I intended.
That's what I want to make sure. That's good.
Point of information?
I need a point of. I need some clarification from Janet. Janet, is your entire email supposed to be a motion? I thought it was just this thing at the end.
Well, it should. I should have started with whereas for the whole thing before. So I left out the whereas. So. Yes, the whole thing for the motion.
Okay, point of information on that basis?
Yes.
I mean, I think that it limits how we can vote because it's presuming all the facts are accurate.
Right.
And, I mean, I think that you could get a vote for the motion that's narrowly conceived. I thought that what you were doing, the original stuff, was a setup to make an argument for the reason for it. And... you know, I have to vote no because of the you know, some of the information in the now that you in the verbiage that was really the setup. Whereas I'm in favor of the substitute motion.
Yeah, I don't really think it's a proper motion with that entire narrative. I think it should be ruled out of order
because it's not factual.
Yeah, I think if you took out most of that narrative and simply inserted the operational part, that then it would be a proper motion. But as it stands now, it's just it's a narrative, but it's not really a motion.
Chair, this is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
Well. With a whereas at the beginning, all the whereases in motions are arguments in favor of the final therefore or therefores. And whether or not the numbers are accurate or not, that would be for research and debate when this is taken up.
Okay, for the stack.
Well, there's no more stack. We have to vote.
Well, I think that you should rule that it's out of order because we don't have a verification of the accuracy of all the numbers.
The numbers aren't accurate. It says estimations in there. It's clear.
Okay. Well, it's a motion. You can make a motion that has inaccurate numbers in it, I suppose. I think if you feel that the numbers are inaccurate, you should just vote down the motion. I don't know how else to handle this.
We have to vote on the substitute motion.
We can vote on the substitute motion. I like the substitute motion, but I'm going to have to vote against the main motion because the narrative is just inaccurate.
How about dividing it and having a vote on one and a vote on the other?
Do that. Do that. You can do that, Alex. You're the chair.
Well, do we have a motion to divide?
Jan Goodman, motion to divide. And first to vote on the whereas clauses, and then on the other part. So you can vote for the one and not for the other.
Okay, let's do it that way. I'm not sure which one we should vote on first, but all right, let's
the whereas clause. No, the sex. I said you decide, Alex. Vote on Nancy's.
Let's vote on the whereas clauses first. Okay. All right, Nancy, you want to take the role? We're going to vote on the whereas clauses.
Okay, go ahead. Let's see. I'm sorry.
Could you clarify?
Do we have to vote on? We have to vote. Do we have to vote on the motion to divide? I don't know. I don't know. I'm just
no, no.
Any? No. Okay.
I think you can just. Yeah, I don't think you do need to vote on that.
So we're voting on the keeping the whereas clauses in. We're voting on the motion or the whereas.
We're voting on what you usually think of as the introduction to a motion, I guess.
Joseph Davis.
To keep them?
To keep.
We don't hear you, Joseph.
Oh, I was voting to keep them.
Okay, that's a yes.
Okay.
Dan Goodman.
No.
Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Tony Leon.
I have to abstain.
Tom Livingston.
Yeah, pass.
Afia Wangaza. Afia can't hear you. Mansoor Sabah. Mansoor can't hear you. Mansoor is not here. Sorry, he's not here.
Is she a vote yes?
Okay. Nancy Sorden. No. Alex Steinberg.
No.
Carol Travis.
No.
Okay. Tom, you passed.
Yeah, let me make sure I'm on here. Yes, I am on here. I'll abstain.
Okay. Three yes. Four no. Two abstentions. One, two, three. One.
Okay, so the whereas clauses are removed from the motion, and now we still have to vote on the substitute motion, and then we vote once more.
Okay.
No, just on the substitute.
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. Okay. Joseph Davis.
Yes.
Are there any objections?
Good point. Are there any objections? Okay, then the substitute motion is now the main motion. And are there any objections to the main motion, which is now what used to be the substitute motion? Okay, then that's accepted.
Okay, sorry, substitute.
Alex, do you want me to do a report from the Governance and Purpose Group?
Yeah, if you can do
it. I'll make it very short, so that people can look at it and think about it rather than do anything, okay, so that we can get on to six.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I don't know if people saw, we in our subgroup came up with the idea of doing a survey
of PNB directors. And what I put up on Google Docs, and I think I eventually allowed everybody in, but if I didn't, tell me, and I'll try and get you in case you still want to work on it. Janet put in a bunch of edits. I think, as the person who put it in originally, that I control the final thing. I've kept it so that every change is in the history, so that if you want to see the whole history, you can see it. I accepted all of Janet's changes. Alex put in a number of changes. He wanted a bunch of things taken out. He thought that they were beyond the scope of this group's mission, and I did not accept them because I liked some of them. In any case, I thought we should discuss it, but I don't think we should discuss it tonight. I think we should give people another week to look at it, or 2 weeks to look at it, and that we should move on to programming, because there's some substantive recommendations out of programming. But I'm happy to answer any questions, or if anybody else from the committee wants to say anything, great.
Does anybody want to comment on that?
Yes, I have something to say.
Go ahead.
This is a general comment about a number of those questions that are not really appropriate for people in a survey to ask them, like, you know, how much, how much money your station raises in a year. That's a factual amount of money. We can either tell them, I mean, we can state this is how much your station raises, but we can't ask. It's not appropriate for a survey in which the people are not, you know, to say, how much are you up to date on central services? What does a staff person know about that? What is an LSV person? Maybe they know, maybe they don't know, but it's irrelevant to this survey. Either we give them the information or we don't. But to ask people these kinds of questions is what programs are able to raise money? Somebody can look and see what the answer is to that question. This is not that kind of a survey, because these people don't have the answers to those questions, except maybe, finance officer or something. So I think all of those ought to just come out because it's not appropriate.
Janet?
Let me just
Janet,
say,
this, to this
doc. This is still a work in progress, so. Keep that in mind.
Right. I would like to have a more thorough discussion of this on a topic when we have time for really going into this, and not get into this tonight, and just, you know, get people to look at it again and have it at the next meeting, so that we can get to the programming work group. That's what I'm suggesting. But if you want to have a long discussion.
I'm fine with that. I think that was the kind of a general.
Yeah, I think Janet, you wanted to say something. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, sorry. I agree with Alex's concerns about the ones that are in gold, and I'm thinking they do not belong. And I think that was Jan who spoke last about the information is not there, and I agree with that as well. I'm done.
Carol for the stack.
Carol? Yes?
Okay, so we're getting into the discussion, so I want to say something about those things. This is a survey that is only for directors, and the reason I thought it would be good to be in there is because a lot of us don't ask ourselves those questions about our stations, and if we're making big plans in a strategic planning committee, we should know about the performance of our stations and about all the stations as we're doing strategic planning to figure out finances and programming and so on. So it's really
a push, it has a function of a push survey to broaden our understanding of each other and of ourselves and of our stations as part of our deepening our knowledge of each other, our knowledge of ourselves, our knowledge of our stations as part of good work on strategic planning. And which is not to say that, you know, what I'm saying is final, but I, in looking at this over the next 2 weeks, I would like people to kind of keep that in mind. This is not a survey that is being suggested to go out to anyone except directors.
Except directors
okay,
don't
you.
Know.
Thank you, Carol.
Directors don't know is exactly the point. We should know. To plan adequately, we should know.
Is there any further discussion? We don't really have a motion or anything from this group at this point. So, if there's no further discussion, then let's go to the next item.
Question, Nancy. So the plan is to. I just want to put this for the minutes. We're going to take another week to look and send changes to Carol. And then go down.
No, you can get on Google Docs. If you want to be part of the Google Docs editing, I can put the whole strategic planning committee, give you access to the document so you can play with it. And we'll do it at the next meeting. I'll do that.
Please do that.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
Okay, then. I think we're done with this item for tonight, anyway. So the next item on our agenda is the report from the programming working group, and I could lead that one off. We had some correspondence and a phone conference yesterday, and that was phone conference included myself, Nancy, Carol, and Tom. And we
Tom
went
Livingston.
Through Tom Livingston, rather. Yes, I should qualify that.
Right.
And we went through a number of ideas that were did not only concern programming, but programming was certainly an important part of it. And some of these ideas had been discussed by Tom with the management teams. And Tom was good enough to bring his ideas back to us, and we sort of kicked it around a bit and embellished it a little bit and added a little bit. And maybe at this point, Tom would like to say something about it. And I have a motion based on our conversation from yesterday.
Yeah, the central idea is to create the function of a national program director. We have weekly meetings with the management team, with the general managers and the program directors and the national tech director, for example, and Ursula, who runs the affiliate program. And on a fairly regular basis, I try to encourage this. We talk about possible collaborative programming activities. And what happens by the nature of it, everybody's busy with their day-to-day stuff, is that we're almost always really close in before there's an idea that is discussed. The Poor People's March was produced by WPFW. It was carried on WBAI, and we got really positive response to it. But it was so close in that I believe that the other stations just couldn't take advantage of that. So one part of having someone in that function would be to help coordinate our working together better. Somebody that would be knowledgeable about the programming on all the stations and help us think ahead better on what we can do together nationally. Another idea that would be part of that would be to create the Pacifica Channel, which would be a curated channel of the best programming that we have in a stream that could be offered online, and also for those stations that have the capacity. WPFW is installing additional capacity where they have the ability to broadcast in HD. And so the idea behind this channel would be that it's something that if a station had the capacity to do HD, that they could do that. Another piece of this would be to be looking at other possible technologies to, podcasting, and other kinds of on-demand, material. And absolutely cognizant of the long conversation we just had about the money that we don't have, the idea would be to see if there's a way short of hiring a full-time person. There's a possibility of an honorarium kind of situation. I'm doing some kind of a search to see what kind of proposals we get for this function. But the notion would be to establish the function of a national program director. How'd I do?
That's fine. So maybe what I should do at this point is read the motion I crafted based on our discussion yesterday, and then we can have discussion revolve around that.
Alex, could I just add one little thing?
Sure.
Before you read it, which doesn't go to this piece of it, but we also had a substantial discussion about the role of the affiliates and the importance of the affiliates and the importance of looking to grow and get a growing position for the affiliates and our relationship to the affiliates. So we wanted to report that. That has nothing to do with this streaming and the program director. But anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, we discussed a lot more than is going to be in my motion. My motion is just an attempt to get some of the bullet points from our discussion and things that I think we could begin to implement right away. Anyway, here's the motion. Be it resolved that Pacifica take immediate steps to begin to function as a network. The executive director will appoint a national programming director who will be tasked with the job of coordinating national programming with the local program directors. That the national program director organize a Pacifica channel to make programs from throughout the Pacifica network easily available to each Pacifica station. That a one-hour-a-day Pacifica-wide program be implemented that will initially include the best programming from each listening area. Each station will be required to schedule this network-wide program and contribute to it. Finally, that steps be taken to revive a Pacifica-wide news service to complement the local news. And just to motivate that, I think we kind of came to a consensus that part of what we need to do to revive Pacifica is to begin to function more like a network. And I think we all recognize that if that's going to happen, we need someone who's going to be driving that. And that has to be kind of a national programming director who will be working with each of the local programming directors, but whose chief responsibilities will be to, number one, to curate the Pacifica channel we're proposing, and to work with each of the program directors to make happen the one-hour-a-day Pacifica programming. And we think initially we can do that by taking existing programs because that involves very, very little resources. And it's simply a matter of putting together something that we already have and packaging it in a different way. And And also, the National Program Director will have as his job, or her job, trying to figure out how we're going to revive Pacifica-wide news service, something we once had that was very important to Pacifica, Pacifica's identity and Pacifica as a brand, if you want to put it in commercial terms. We know we don't have quite the resources yet to do that, but somebody has to think through how to get those resources and how it's going to happen. Anyway, that's the motion, so it's open for discussion. Who would like to be on the staff?
Jan Goodman on the staff.
Okay, Janet, I think I heard Joseph, then Jan Goodman. Anybody else? Okay, go ahead, Janet.
Okay, so I have a number of concerns. One is that, well, this committee cannot give instruction to the ED. This committee can only recommend to the PNB to carry out this. So, and I'm going to send, my amendments. All right, so it would be worded, the Strategic Planning Committee recommends the PNB take action on this, on the following motion. Put that at the beginning of the motion. Then, another concern I have is who's going to determine which program is going to be the one. Having one individual, the program director, decide, or even the program, national program director, along with the program directors from the five stations, that's still a handful of people who would be deciding, I think. You know, it doesn't say in this motion how the program would be decided, but I have concerns with, well, I mean, at KPFA, for example, there's no programming committee, and so the programming is determined by one or two people, by the GM and the program director, and so there's, you know, no say that anybody else has. I mean, that people can urge or whatever, but there's it's really up to the management and you know, what kind of politics does, you know, a manager have or an individual have that would influence whatever programming that would be chosen. So, and then the third concern has to do with how this person would be chosen, and it was not, or selected, that was not included. And I wanted to also add, after the paragraph that starts with the executive director will appoint blah blah blah, add the following: that a job description for the position be drafted and approved by the PNB, and that the position be posted to the Pacifica website and all station websites, as well as external sites, and on each station's bulletin board, emailed by the IED to the Pacifica email list, emailed by each GM to their respective station staff, and emailed by the PNB secretary to the LSD secretaries. In other words, the search should be broad and not determined by, well, we have, even if the ED appoints the person, the ED should be getting applications from different sources. Okay, I'm sending the amendment now. Done. Alex?
I have not received your amendment. Okay, I have it now. Does everybody else have it? All right. So we have an amendment on the floor. Are there any objections to Janet's amendment?
I would like to amend the amendment.
Be my guest. Go ahead.
I think a broad search is a great idea. I would just like to add that the time for posting it be the response time be something like 3 to 4 weeks. In other words, this should not be a long, long process. We want to move this and get it done. So I just want to add, and I can't email it, but I think we can, that the return time on the posting be 3 weeks for people to apply.
Carol,
and that the decision be made within 6 weeks.
Carol, for the staff.
Okay. We have an amendment to the amendment. Carol, go ahead.
I want to make a general comment. I mean, we're talking about trying to save money, and I know that actually there's somebody in New York who does programming, who was the head of the Canadian Broadcasting Company, New York area, programming for some time, so she's a very talented person, and she's already on staff, and I mean, I think, I don't know if anybody's considering her, and then there's other people who have history with, Pacifica, who might be willing to do some stuff pro bono, and this is presuming that we can't even undertake and begin some of these processes because we're posting and want to control who's hired. I would hope that we're a little more trustworthy now and feel like we're moving and doing things, and that these ideas about a national news thing and a beginning look at the programming, you know, an assessment across is a good idea. And I don't want us to wait because we're trying to be controlling, but I don't know that people share my notion, and
yeah,
it's probably out of order.
No, I think this is fine. We should post job openings if there is going to be a job opening, but there's nothing preventing the executive director from making an interim appointment until we have a formal hire. So, yeah.
Janet, to the sec.
That's my two cents on that. Janet?
Oh, Jan Goodman, you know what? I have one other thing
I
forgot to put as part
Excuse
of my
me.
I, Janet has the floor. Go ahead.
Thank you. So, again, I'm wondering, where's the money going to come from to pay for this? And how much money is it going to be? Also, that's not specified. And then I would think that an interim person should not be allowed to apply for the position. I mean, it's sort of if somebody interim was selected until a permanent person was selected, then that person would have a big heads up or a foot up or whatever the phrase is, and not fair.
DCM for the staff. Jan Goodman, I really have an important
Jan,
part of this. Yes. And the other part of it was that the job be listed as a volunteer job with a $1,000 a month honorarium, with the possibility of becoming a full-time job sometime with pay sometime in the future. And that addresses the very question that Janet just brought up, because I think that I think we should get somebody permanent, but have it be right now kind of semi-volunteer, $1,000 a month, and then with the anticipation and the hope that this turns into a full-time paid position in the future when we can afford it.
Okay. John, you're proposing a further amendment.
Well, that's part of my amendment, same part of
okay.
Part
can
of
you put that
amendment.
In writing? Because I don't know.
Okay, I will. I will. Okay. On my little cell phone, I'll do it. Okay.
Is Thea Stack?
Tony.
Okay, we have very little time left. I'll take Thea and Tony, and then we're going to have to cut off discussion. Go ahead.
I want to call to attention the fact that there is no evidence that the problem that Pacifica has is its program. There's never been a survey done, not even of the membership, much less of the listenership. So I think that this is premature and that the foundation would be better served to use one of those nifty internet surveys to find out what the listening public thinks is the problem. Every time there is the PMB is called upon to talk about raising and coming up with a strategic plan for raising money, the first and easy mark is programming. There is no evidence, none, that programming is the problem. I think that we would be better served if we asked that question and got an objective response to it.
Tony?
Yeah, I think Afia raises a good point there. But I was going to just say that I'm, you know, if we're talking about spending more money, I also have a concern about how much we're going to pay this person, how many hours a week is required to do this job. And if there's someone that's already on staff, who can possibly do this, you know, who's not overwhelmed with work, who can possibly do this, you know, just based on how many hours are required to do this. Maybe they can do it if given instructions if they don't have the background, full background in programming and communications to do it.
Janet,
Carol.
I just want to ask Tom to weigh in on if he thinks the $1,000 a month honorarium would be something he could work with at this point.
Yes, what I would say is the like a request for proposals that we could do the search. I think a widely expanded search. The search work is what I do in my professional career, and so I believe in it and practice it. So I think all of the things that Janet talked about is a fine thing. And to frame it in such a way that. I think looking in the staff that we have now is a great idea. You know, I think having some kind of a, you know, do the search, see what we get, and then have some kind of a decision-making process so that, so that we're not going to, so if we don't get a response, that we don't try to go forward.
Janet?
We are out of time, folks. Unless somebody wants to have a motion to extend.
I'd like to move to postpone this to the next meeting.
We are out of time. There's no more motions on the floor. Yeah. The only thing that I would accept at this point is a motion to extend time. Okay. Then we have to vote on this and then adjourn.
Could you say what we're voting on? I went to get something to eat.
We're voting on Jan's substitute for Janet's amendment.
Okay, thank you.
I don't see it yet. I don't see it in the email.
It's a substitute or it's an amendment to my amendment?
I think it's, I'm not sure, actually.
I don't have it either, I don't think. I've got Janet.
Jan, can you read it?
And is it a substitute or an amendment?
It's a good question. I'm not sure. Jan, are you there? Hello, Jan?
Sorry, I was on mute. I was talking to you rapidly, but on mute. okay, hold on. I'm doing this on my cell phone, so it's a little slow. But hold on a second.
Just a point of clarity, and I just need to clarify for this. So Jan's, what Jan is sending us.
Okay, this is an amendment to Janet's amendment.
Okay.
That the search for said national program director be limited to a 3-week period with a decision to be made within 6 weeks, that said position be advertised as a volunteer position with a $1,000 per month honorarium to begin with hopefully a full-time position, a full-time paid position in the future, to turn into hopefully turn into a full-time paid position in the future.
That sounds to me like an amendment, not a substitute. So
yeah, it's amendment.
Okay.
What part is amended? What part is amended?
It's an addition. It's basically an addition to what Janet.
Oh, it's an addition.
Adds.
Okay, amendment. Okay, so Jan's amendment adds to Janet's amendment.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there any objections to this amendment?
Is there any reason this?
Are there any objections?
Is there any reason that amendment can't be amended? I'd like to make an amendment to it.
No, you can only have two on the stack, so we're full.
Fine, Jack.
Are there any objections to Jan's amendment?
Yes, I object.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Let's go to a vote. Nancy, can you call the roll?
Okay. Joseph Davis?
No.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Janet Cobran?
No.
Tony Leon?
Abstain.
Tom Livingston?
Abstain.
Afia Wangaza?
No.
Nancy Sorden, yes. Alex Steinberg,
yes.
Carol Travis,
yes.
1, 2, 3. Okay, 4 yes, 3 no. 2 abstentions.
Okay, the amendment passes, and now let's go to Janet's amendment.
As amended.
Any objections?
Janet's amendment as amended by Jan's amendment, right?
Janet's amendment as amended by, you're correct, yes.
All right, that's all right. I'm just trying to get this right.
You are indeed correct.
Okay. I still don't see Jan's amendment.
I just sent it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I think I sent it to everybody, but I'm not sure if I had everybody's email address, and I wasn't sure how to send it to everybody.
I don't have
okay, I'll read it. I will read it, okay? I'll read it. So this is, so Jan, so that means that, wait a minute, okay. So Janet's amendment now is, amend the National Program Director motion as follows. Add the Strategic Planning Committee recommends the PND take action on the following motion. At the, add that at the beginning. And after the Executive Director will appoint a National Program Director who will be tasked with the job of coordinating the national coordinating national programming with the local program directors, the following, add the following, that a job description for the position be drafted and approved by the PMB, and that the position be posted to the Pacifica website and all station websites, as well as external sites and on each station's bulletin board, emailed by the IED to Pacifica email list, emailed by each GM to their respective station staff, and emailed by the PNB secretary to the LSB secretaries. And the search for said national program director be limited to a 3-week period with decision to be made within 6 weeks. That said position be advertised as a volunteer position with a $1,000 a month honorarium to begin, which hopefully will turn into a paid full-time position in the future. So that's the amendment to the main motion now.
Okay, can you call the roll?
Okay.
Are there any objections?
Yes, this is
yes.
John. Multiple reasons to object, but I can't debate, so I object.
Okay. Let's go.
Joseph Davis, no.
No. Yeah.
Jan Goodman? Jan Goodman,
Jan?
You're muted. I'll get back to you. Janet Cobran?
No.
You're voting against your own amendment?
I'm voting against my amendment as amended, but you shouldn't be asking me that question in the middle of a vote.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was a little surprised.
No.
No. Tom Livingston?
Abstain.
Afia Nongasa?
No.
Nancy Sorden? Yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Carol Travis?
Yes.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay. Four yes. Four no.
Four yes, four no is not a majority, so that does not pass. The amendment does not pass. So then we go to a vote on the motion without the amendment. And does anybody need me to read that main motion?
Please.
Be it resolved that Pacifica take immediate steps to begin to function as a network. The executive director will appoint a national programming director who will be tasked with the job of coordinating national programming with the local program directors. That the national program director organize a Pacifica channel to make programs from throughout the Pacifica network easily available to each Pacifica station. Then a one-hour-a-day Pacifica-wide program be implemented that will initially include the best programming from each listening area. Each station will be required to schedule this network-wide program and contribute to it. That steps be taken to revive a Pacifica-wide news service to complement the local news. Okay. Nancy, could you call the roll?
Okay. Joseph Davis?
Yeah, I still object as is. Thank you.
Dan Goodman?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
No.
Tony Leone?
No.
Tom Livingston?
Abstain.
Athea Wangaza?
No.
Nancy Sorden? Yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Carol Travis?
Yes.
Four yes. Let me see. Four no. One abstention.
Okay. The motion does not pass, and the meeting is adjourned because we're out of time.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Thanks, Alex.
Good night.